Want to say good morning. What a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a marvelous feeling that everything is going your way. Welcome to the Hope, the Voice of Hope Connection. I'm your host, D. Foster III, and I want to say at the beginning, I appreciate you joining us. Whether you're watching live or you're watching the replay, I want to say thank you. Come on in. Let somebody know that there is a word to encourage you, to get you through your week, no matter what you are facing. I want to say thank you for all of those of you that have tuned in, that are sharing, that are subscribing to WPB. Thank you so very much. Before we get started on this week's inspirational word, I want to ask you, have you looked at the Voice Over Now podcast that airs right on this channel live each and every Friday at 5 p.m. If you haven't, and of course you can get the replay, it's on WPB Radio, it's on WPB Podcast, it's on WPB Networks, it's on WPB YouTube, and you can go over to Wake Up Global TV and also catch it. Listen, it's relevant, it's entertaining, of course I'm involved, it's entertaining, and it is educational. That is the Voice Over Now podcast. Also, right after this, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you invited, and several of you have, and I want to say thank you, to join us for our Sunday morning Voice of Healing inspirational call. It's a prayer call where healing flows, and there are people from all backgrounds, all races, all denominations, all beliefs. And for about 15 minutes, we get on this call. There are positive affirmations. There is positive confessions. There's words of healing going forth. There's musical tones for healing. And something that all of us need in one way or another is healing. So the number to join us is at the bottom of the screen. Please jump on. You don't have to say anything. Just let the healing, let the energy from those on the call flow to you and yours flow to us. And so we have a great time every Sunday morning at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. As I always say, every one of our weeks are unpredictable. Of course, we prepare and we hope for the best, but life just simply happens. And there is a word to help us when we get to those moments, those dark places. And I want to share that with you on this week so that whatever you face this week, and I hope is up and I hope is joy and I hope it's all good, but just in case, I want to call you to remembrance of David. David was alienated. David was isolated. David was running for his life. And when we stumble upon the 23rd Psalm, David is probably at one of the darkest, lowest places of his life. But I want to echo something to you that David echoed to himself, and it rings out to us. And he says, "Yea, though I walk through valleys and shadows," get that, "of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Now, for a few minutes, let's dissect that. David had been run out of his own city. His life was being sought. He had no place to refuge. Nobody would take him in. He was kind of like on America or Israel's most wanted. But in the solitude of David's mind, in reflecting on how faithful God had been to him, David says, "I'm walking through valleys, low places." And we go through low places at times. "And shadow," this is where I want to park, "of death." Not death, but the shadow of death. Now, if we're not careful, we can think that shadows are realities. And as the week goes on, there were obviously, because life happens, be shadows that try to bring fear. Shadows of debt, shadows of loneliness. Right now I'm recording, and sometimes when I record, I cast a shadow. But there is no, hear this, there is no life in the shadow. The life is in you. And the shadow is only a reflection of something else. So as you go forth this week, reflections will show up. Reflections of defeat. Reflections of fear. Reflections of loneliness. But watch what David says. He says, though I walk through valleys and shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is with me. First of all, that's a lifeless image attempting to intimidate me. I want you to get this. And second of all, God is with me, but more importantly, God is in me. And so as you go along the week, as you meet the shadows, the threats, the intimidations, remember it's only a shadow and there's no life in the shadow, but the life is in you. Where? Christ in me, the hope of glory. I want to say thank you so much for joining us for our Voice of Connection Hope Call. I want to say invite somebody next week. It is going to be encouraging, just a word, to get you through the week. Don't forget to join us on our Voice of Healing Community Prayer Call immediately following this. The number is at the bottom of your screen. And on the behalf of Wake Up Global Networks and myself, don't forget to remember your Shiro. We want to help you honor the person that has been the most influential in your life. Until next week, there is hope. Let's connect.